Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 83. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 55. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high nearing 84 and mostly clear over Wednesday night with a low around 58. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high of 83, and showers are possible early Thursday night, then mostly cloudy with a low around 56 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up last week by signing, finally, Senate Bill 113 that includes the funding for public education across the state of Kansas for the next 5 years until the year of 2028. As WIBW reports, the bill would fund public education for the next 5 years until 2028 as she signed the bill, along with some line item vetoes on Senate Bill 113. In a statement during the signature, Governor Kelly said, "Today, I am keeping my commitment to Kansas families by fully funding our public schools for the fifth year in a row. What's more, I am proud to stand up for rural schools, the heart and economic engines of communities throughout the state, by rejecting efforts to cut the funding needed to keep them open and continuing to serve Kansas students." According to the legislators who wrote the bill, they say that the school funding bill does improve school safety, empowers parents' involvement within the education system, supports the workforce of schools, and invests in early childhood education, along with giving students the skills that are needed for the modern economy. Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Law enforcement in Brown County say that those who fired off some shots over the weekend should turn themselves in before more felony charges may be considered. WIBW reports that according to law enforcement in Hiawatha, Kansas, the shooting happened around 3:15 on Sunday, where officials were called to an area in Linden Road, where those in the area say the gunshots were made from a light blue Chevy Cruze and from the vehicle's back window. No injuries were reported in the incident. However, law enforcement said that more than one individual had been involved in the shooting, and they recommend they come forward before any additional felony charges are expected the longer the case proceeds. Anyone with information can call the Brown County Sheriff's Office at 785-742-7125. In other news, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office is also warning residents in the area about known scams making their rounds in the community. As WIBW reports, that law enforcement has received multiple reports of residents that they say they've been contacted by someone who's reported to be a deputy but sought to scam them out of their money. According to the law enforcement, they say these phishing scams have been on the rise for a while.
Most insurance ads end at competitive rates. As if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Green, of Hanover, and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. One of the more hotly contested pieces of legislation from the Nebraska state government ended up passing on Friday with a 33-15 vote, but not after some protests in the stands that ended up with six individuals arrested and some emotion on the legislative floor.
What is wrong with you?
The reason we brought this bill is because we love kids. We want to see them grow up and be happy, healthy adults, no matter how they choose to live their adult life.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, the head of the Nebraska Democrat Party, Jane Klebe, released a statement after the passing saying, quote, extremists in the legislature decided that the mental health, the economic impact, and the private decisions between a doctor and a patient are not worth protecting and instead enacted harmful and discriminatory legislation. The bill also bans abortion after 12 weeks, which joins near 14 other states across the nation that have some sort of abortion ban in place. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Rock and Bruce. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is scheduled to tour the State Line Dairy in Morrillville this Wednesday at 12:45. Marshall County Commissioners last week conducting mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners discussed conversations with TC Energy regards placing a bridge at the location of a low water crossing on Mill Creek. TC Energy is open to sharing cost, but had declined covering the entire cost. Gage County Board of Supervisors briefly discussed a bridge on the state line with Marshall County north of Oquito. Marshall County has declined an offer to discuss replacing the structure with a low water crossing or multiple tubes. City of Seneca has hired a new city administrator. Steve Brooks of Girard has served as public works director and was among 14 applicants and three finalists interviewed for the post. He'll start work June 19th in Seneca at $100,000 annual salary. NextEra officials are checking damage to a wind tower struck by lightning south of Frankfort and will meet with adjacent property owners with reports the debris from the strike was scattered. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session Thursday evening with agenda items to republish the budget and discuss teacher negotiations. Kansas Corporation Commission has scheduled three public hearings in July to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's recent rate increase request and to make comments before the commission meeting scheduled in Topeka, Overland Park, and Wichita. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity will team with the John and Amber Schreiner family of Frankfort in construction of a new home south of Frankfort. This will be the first rural build for the organization, which provides materials and coordinates volunteer labor in cooperation with partner families involved, allowing decent and affordable housing for local residents. KNDY is airing a series of special advertising this week as a cooperative fundraiser with Marysville High School Forensics Team, which partnered with local businesses supporting their participation in national competition, with seven students departing this week for Louisville, Kentucky. Catch our news blocks and our public affairs programs on your time, anytime, posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and available on our Facebook page. Laverl Deaver, age 92, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverl Deaver. Tabrina A. Tabby Meyer, age 58, of rural Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Tabby Meyer. A memorial service for Ronald E. Ewing, formerly of Frankfort, who passed away December 30th, 2022, is planned graveside at the Frankfort Cemetery this Saturday, May 27th, 10:30, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of local arrangements for Ronald Ewing. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, cavatini, French bread, green beans, and pineapple. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice, mixed vegetables, and cinnamon apples. TNDY News, time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability Welcome.
Hello and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s. Still more sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And still clear over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into Thursday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers may continue early that night, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Southeast wind still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still a chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more rain showers are possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some rain still possible as we head into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late May, 78. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 57. The record low, 35. Sunset this evening at 8:40. Sunrise the morning at 6:08. It's 54 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 23rd of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
The Nuggets are finals bound and the Hurricanes are on the brink. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Denver Nuggets shrugged off a 15-point halftime deficit to beat the Lakers 113-111, sweeping the NBA Western Finals. They are now heading to their first ever NBA Finals. Nikola Ain't No Jokic logged his eighth triple-double of the playoffs, 30-14-13, one better than Wilt Chamberlain. He was declared series MVP. Jokic post-game.
You happy the bullet you won a game, you will beat really, really good team. When you think about, except the first game, every game was so close, and down 15 to come back and win the game. You know, it was just probably happiness. You know, I think that's the emotions.
Denver now waits for the winner of the Eastern Finals. The Heat hosting the Celtics tonight, also looking to sweep Boston out of the playoffs. Former Nuggets and Knicks great Carmelo Anthony announced his retirement from the NBA after 19 seasons. He leaves as the association's ninth leading scorer. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Finals, Game 3. 3, Panthers hosting the Hurricanes. Second period, scoreless until Panthers center Sam Reinhardt got his stick on the puck.
Off to the near corner, Tkachuk. Tkachuk in front. Reinhardt, a shot, top shelf. He scores! A power play goal!
The call on WQAM. That was all the scoring in the game. Panthers shut out the Hurricanes 1-0 to take a 3-0 series lead. The Golden Knights also look to take a 3-0 lead against the Stars in the Western Finals tonight. Baseball, the Dodgers at the Braves, top 5. L.A. trailing 4-3, but with two runners on for Freddie Freeman.
Swung on and lifted high to right field and deep. This ball's way back, and it is gone.
The call on KLAC, the three-run shot gave the Dodgers the lead en route to an 8-6 win over the Bravos. The Rays launched 3 home runs in their 6-4 win over the Blue Jays. Astros crushed the Brewers 12-2, and NFL owners approved flexing of Thursday night football games, giving the league the ability to move a limited number of games to Thursday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get ready to save big this Memorial Day with Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Purchase a new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn and receive up to $9,480 in total savings. Don't miss this spectacular offer. See Twin Rivers' incredible selection today online at twinriv.com or in person on West Court in Beatrice. Experience the ultimate in power, performance, and style with a new Ram 1500. And available with an incredible savings offer from Twin Rivers in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, May the 23rd. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, if it's Tuesday, it must be time for the Steckline Report.
As you can imagine, we've been waiting with bated breath to see what this wheat quality tour was going to turn out. And they've turned out 30 bushels an acre. That's the average that they think we'll have in Kansas, and that doesn't surprise me a bit. We've got all kinds of problems, and they denoted them. No doubt about that. One of the biggest things that we have to watch out for now, and you have to remember this that I'm telling you, that the 30 bushels an acre does not take into consideration abandonment of acres. We've got a lot of acres that are going to be planted in Milo, and the wheat either cut or destroyed. They're guessing almost 28%. This tour, the people at the tour, 28% of the planted acres, which is about 8 million, will not be harvested. So that doesn't include or doesn't have anything to do with the 30 bushels an acre. That's just the acres that will be harvested. So we're looking at a dismal crop, folks. How dismal? Well, let me tell you something. Not only is this a hardship for the farmers, but for Kansas. And let me tell you why. Last year, we had almost 100 million bushels harvested, more than they're predicting this year. 100 million bushels. At $9 or $9.50 per bushel, we're approaching $1 billion that the state of Kansas is losing because of drought, because of bugs, because of a little disease, not too bad this year. See you on the next Steckline Report.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need culture blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
quite a topic of interest the last couple of years, we've seen increasing land prices at rates we haven't seen in a long time. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed discusses where the land market has been and where it's headed.
I would definitely say the last couple of years we've seen a land market that is really hot, so really increasing quite quickly. When we look at more long-term trends, what we see is typically our net farm income, you know, profitability of the farms would be driving our land rental rates. When we have periods of fairly high net farm income, we do see large increases in land values as that extra profitability is used to expand your operation and purchase more land.
Reed discusses how we observe such a trend back in 2010 to 2014.
We had land values on our non-irrigated crop ground increasing about 26% per year, and then on our pasture ground about 18% per year. And that happened again for a four-year time period between 2010 and 2014. And then if producers remember, we saw a huge drop in net income from 14 to 15. The profitability just fell out of our farm economy here in Kansas and nationwide. And we were worried that was the thing that would pop the land bubble and we'd be going back to the 1980s. And that didn't happen. It held quite steady during that time frame. If you remember, end of 2020, we really took off again as far as land values. And that was driven a lot by the large government payments for the coronavirus food assistance program. We saw commodity prices increasing that fall during harvest, and this just all added fuel to that land value market that ever since really the end of 2020, we've seen very quickly escalating land values.
Reed goes on to discuss the trends in the most recent years and the years to come.
2021 was really high profitability, historically high. 2022, we anticipate being pretty good. There's a lot of concern out there of 2023 and beyond what our net farm income or profitability of our Kansas farms will be at. And that is a little bit worrisome of what that'll do to land values. The last 2 years, we've seen 30% increase from 2022 versus 2021. There's nothing sustainable about a growth rate that quick. And especially as we're seeing a pullback in that net farm income because of the drought, because of lower commodity prices, higher input costs, I do think land values are going to start cooling off. I don't want anybody to think that I'm quoting they're going to go down at all, because I don't see that this year. I don't really anticipate that next year either. But I think we're going to start growing at a more reasonable, slower pace than what we've seen here in the last couple of years.
That was Robin Reed, K-State agricultural economist, sharing insight into the Kansas land market. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Looking for low-maintenance, high-reward perennial for your flower bed? One timely suggestion today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 23rd, the 143rd day of the year. Comedian Drew Carey has a birthday, and country's first veterinary school was established on this day in 1879 at Iowa State University. One of the great flower shows in any garden is one provided by irises. Maintenance is a breeze, and they come in almost every color imaginable. The word iris, in fact, comes from the Greek word for rainbow. They're often planted in the fall like a bulb, but irises can be started now. Here's how to do it. Dig a shallow hole, then make a mound of loose dirt in the center of the hole. Fan the iris's roots around the edge of the mound and cover with a light layer of soil. Water deeply every week or so, and your garden will soon be bursting with the rainbow colors of the iris. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, off 54 degrees this hour. We'll top 80 for a high this afternoon. Seasonal temperatures in store all this week, heading into the Memorial Day weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Royals were back in action yesterday as they started a series with the Tigers. Royals come up short as they lose in 10 innings to Detroit, 8-5. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 2-for-4, had 2 RBIs, and 1 home run in the game. Royals will play Detroit again tonight at home, first pitch at 6:40. Last night in the NHL, in the Eastern Conference Finals, it was Game 3, and the Panthers come out on top as they beat the Hurricanes 1-0. Florida now leads the series 3-0. Yesterday, big news out of the NFL as NFL owners voted yesterday that there can be some flexing to a limited number of late season Thursday night football games to be aired on Amazon Prime streaming platform. The resolution passed with the approval vote from 24 owners, the actual minimum required to enact a new rule.
Monday marked opening round play in the state golf tournaments at Emporia Class 1A. Washington County is runner-up behind South Gray, 14 strokes behind Washington County with a 346. Monty Hockett and Carson Hearn with 84 strokes each on Monday. Connor Geppner, 88. Among team standings, Centralia, 7th after day 1. Paxton Bowers with an 83. Drew Gibbs, an 87. First round on Monday. At Heston in Class 2A, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights advanced with 87 strokes first round Monday. And in Class 3A, Marysville's John Lauer with an 81 on Monday in first round, along with teammate Eli Sedlacek with 84 strokes. Play continues Tuesday.
Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky. Many local athletes punched their ticket to the state track meet this Friday and Saturday in Wichita after regionals wrapped up last week. Making their way out of the Mankato Rock Hills 1A region, the Hanover girls are sending 3 members to state. Senior Macy Hawley placed 4th in long jump. Fellow senior Aaliyah Sin placed 1st in shot put with a throw of 37 feet and 11 inches, while sophomore Anna Juneman punched her ticket to state with a first-place finish in the 100, 200, and 400-meter dash. Only a sophomore, Juneman broke her own school record in the 200 with a time of 26.23 seconds. Out of the same region, the Lynn Bulldogs were able to send 4 competitors to the state meet this weekend. Junior Carissa Cole placed 2nd in discus, senior Ella Thalman placed 2nd in high jump, while fellow senior Claire Bikeman was able to take home 2nd place in the 1,600-meter run and 4th in the 800. The lone boy making it to state this weekend for the Bulldogs is Connor Oldie after a 4th-place finish in triple jump. The state track meet kicks off Friday at 7:45 a.m. at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Thank you to the TVL Spotlight on Facebook for placing in times. Stay tuned right here all week as we are highlighting our area student athletes during the spring sports season. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday with fun family activities for all, including games from 10 to 2, the car show, beer garden, food trucks, a parade and bike parade at 2:15, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. Nickel Day is Saturday in Waterville, and your invitation from Titan Trailer Manufacturing, featuring livestock and horse, aluminum, flatbed, dump, cargo, and utility trailers. Find them online at titantrailer.com and locate a dealer. Performance Ag Service, your local Pioneer dealer striving to offer the best in seed genetics along with the best in service.
Performance Ag, always the best from handshake to harvest. Call Thad Argenbright today. Blue Valley Technology, state-of-the-art technology, people-focused service, delivering the future of communications to local communities. Blue Valley Technologies.
KNDY.
Weatherman said it's gonna snow. By now I should be used to the